At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.
Hi, this is Anthony. I'm a huge fan of this podcast, Indie Podcaster. Join Podcast Father on this journey, sharing great things all sorts of creators are doing. He is the Indie Podcaster.
You've been searching for a podcast. Want to know about some great artist? Yeah. You've come to the right place. Indie Podcaster, with your host, the Podcast Father.
Fall is upon us. The leaves are falling, and so is my man, Torch the Poet. Welcome to Indie Podcaster. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. I'm your host, Jeff, a.k.a. Podcast Father. Torch, I already gave you the segue to promote the hell out of yourself. Do it, man.
Oh, man. Blessings. I appreciate your podcast, Father. We being the Take Flight Squad, we like to dive into everything that is so taboo. By courtesy of the Crow Show, which is my main podcast platform, we like to interview those who have gone through childhood trauma, to those who have served in wars, you know, what you name it, anything that is taboo. So please check us out every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in Twitter Spaces, and then you can also find me on Good Pods, Spotify, Apple. All you have to do is type in The Crow Show.
For show. The Crow for show.
For show.
I'm excited to share this interview with you today. I chatted with Evelyn from Reppin' Podcast.
You're lucky.
I know. I don't know how I find these people. It's incredible. I'm not going to lie to you. So, Torch, with this one, I did something a little bit different. Try to change it up sometimes. I had her send me a bio to explain her podcast, right? I just wanted to kind of pick the brain and see like what she got. And after listening to several episodes, this hits the hammer on the nail. Reppin' is a podcast outlet where real, thought-provoking conversations happen. We are all here to discuss all things representation, going beyond race, gender, orientation. And it's also about personal representation. Who are you? What do you represent? You'll meet notable people, people you think you know. You'll find out who they really are, what they show up for, and what they represent. So it's really cool. She finds these individuals that are making positive impacts in the world and has this great interview with them every week, conversation form.
You know, what stands out, thought-provoking, because that is exactly what I love to do. When it comes to my podcast platform, I like to provide thought-provoking content, narrative-challenging content. So I really, really relate to this awesome queen, what she's doing, what she's providing, what she's challenging. Shout out to her.
She created this podcast with 25 years of experience and all sorts of credentials, ranging from producing award-winning documentaries with MTV, crafting digital content with Law & Order SVU, Blind Spot, producing new media content for films like Primal Fear, Ice Age, working with Fortune 500 companies, and all sorts of other great things. But she is such a humble person, and she never talks about that on her podcast. But the reason I bring that up is because this is a great interview with somebody with just crazy load of experience that you will enjoy. But more importantly, she's having the conversations that we all need to have in society, the way things are these days, Torch. There's a lot of conflict and problems in the world, and it's important to highlight the people that are truly making a difference, who are repping.
That is so important. It is so relative to our times, especially what's going on now. And it's imperative for having so many years of experience to be so humble, where so many people take these type of achievements / accolades and, you know, oh, well, I'm better than that person, and I deserve this much attention, pardon me. She does not have that type of aura, you know, just such a humble spirit that you gravitate toward, a spirit that you embrace, that you're captivated by. So you all have to check out this magnificent queen. You have to.
Absolutely. You're going to love this interview, but more importantly, it's inspiring for us all to find something to rep, to represent. But before we jump into this interview, let me take care of a little business.
You know how we do.
Dang, man, we're getting all poetic on here.
Jeff here. I want to talk about a few things that keep this podcast going. If you like the work that I'm doing, I encourage you to share it with a friend. That really is the best way to spread the word about Indie Podcaster. I would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast listening platform, may it be a Apple or Good Pods, and leave me a rating. Throw me some stars if you would like. All that word of mouth and sharing reviews of this podcast does help. This podcast and myself are proud member of Quite the Thing Media. Quite the Thing Media, podcasts that speak to you. Go check out all the great independent creators from around the world. It is a community-based podcast network. Check it out. It's great. QuiteTheThingMedia.com. If you want to check out my page, it's QuiteTheThingMedia.com/podcastfather. You can request a review from me on site or submit a form to participate on this very podcast. Check it out. I highly encourage you to download and listen to your podcast on the Good Pods app. This app is awesome. You can see what your friends and influencers are listening to. They've got groups for all your interests. I've got two groups I highly suggest you check out. I've got the Indie Podcast group. I've also got the True Crime Obsession group. If you're an indie podcaster, Good Pods is for you. They've done crazy amount of things these last couple months to reach out and help indie podcasters. They've got tip jars on there for your podcast. They've got performance charts that are based just on independent podcasts. Make sure you download the app and check it out. Podpage is a proud sponsor of this podcast. Podpage is an amazing resource to build your podcast website. You want them big search engine hits. You want to be out there. You want to leave your mark in the digital world. And this website makes it extremely easy to do that. You can set up your podcast website in just a few minutes. Make sure you check it out, podpage.com. That's enough of all that. Let's jump into this awesome interview.
Joining me today is Evelyn from Reppin Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me and having a place to spotlight independent podcasters and the creators. It's great. Thank you.
No problem. For sure. That's what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about the podcast. Then I'd like to dive into you personally, but we can start out with your podcast.
Yeah. I mean, so it's called Reppin, which is short for representation of all kinds. And basically it's not a show about getting an agent or a manager. It is about having a more nuanced conversation about representation of all kinds. I think we as people all represent a lot of things. And I think it's important to have conversations that allow us to listen, to understand, and widen perspectives. I think one of the many problems we're having in this world right now, and that's a very long list, but one of the many problems we're having right now is that no one's really listening to learn. Everyone's listening to respond. So what I'm trying to do is to have conversations with notable people, people that are in the media in various genres and industries. We can kind of get a better sense of who they are, how they became the person that they are, to understand the challenges that they've faced. A lot of them faced a lot of the same issues that we have out here in the regular world, so to speak, and to understand how they turned their adversity into power and to pay it forward. So it's really representation of all kinds. It does deal with socially important issues like race, gender, orientation, all of the inequities that the various communities face, but it is also about understanding people's values, integrity, and character. And the trick is to kind of do all of this through personal stories and not from a very heavy-handed way. So it's sort of trying to dance lightly on that balance, but I promise you that you will meet some very cool people and you'll get some interesting stories and hopefully you'll get a better sense of the people you think you know.
You do highlight a lot of interesting people. So speaking of interesting people, tell us about what you do for a living and how you got into podcasting.
So I am by day a television producer and director. I've been working for about 20 something years. I won't really get into the exact numbers. So I've been producing, you know, television shows for a lot of major networks and studios and a lot of popular shows. And I've always thought that, you know, one of the many privileges I have for doing the job that I do is that I get to meet a lot of the people that, you know, whose work I've enjoyed. And what I found was a lot of my off-camera conversations were so different and interesting in the sense that it was more about them as people. Not to say that the things that I was producing wasn't interesting, but, you know, you get to really know the people behind, you know, all of the TV shows that you may have watched or the leadership positions that you may have seen them in. And, you know, you learn a lot about them and then you kind of really get a sense of who they are. And I found myself really inspired by them. And I thought, wow, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to have this viewpoint. Wouldn't it be great? This podcast came as a marriage through many, many different ideas. One, I did want to give a more authentic glimpse into people that you may have seen on television and movies, in newspapers, on magazine covers. I wanted to audiences to get a better sense of who they are as people beyond the sound bites and their resumes, and also to learn from one another, and also through their personal stories to address socially important issues. Because again, I think we all need to kind of understand that we all are more than one thing. As human beings, we all are more than one thing. We represent more than one thing. We can represent many different things, and to kind of look at these socially important issues, but through a very human way. So I sort of married all of these ideas, and out came Repin, is to understand representation of all kinds. So hopefully when you listen to the show, you'll walk away getting a better sense of who that person is, and also maybe start to have moments of reflection or thought, or maybe some aha moments, learn from them, or you can disagree with some of those people. I'm not force feeding any sort of lesson or point, but I'm just hoping that it starts people to think and to empower people to do good things and to contribute positively.
How important do you think it is? I mean, you just said it, but we'll go into more detail. How important do you think it is for somebody who has a platform that can speak about those things being several different things? How important is it that they do so if they're capable of doing it?
Well, I think that we all have a responsibility to try to make the world a better place and to look out for one another. I think that people who have a platform have a great opportunity to be an inspiration and a motivating factor for other people to kind of get up and to create positive change. But I have to say that, you know, everyone's situation and comfort level is different, right? So everyone has to do what's right for them. But there's so many different ways that you can contribute and you can speak out and you can be an advocate. So I do think it's pretty important that people are responsible with their platform and to put out information, energy, and to speak out to hopefully move us all in a better place versus to create chaos and hostility. I think that we just all need to stop and really listen to one another again versus listening to tell you how you're wrong and I'm right.
Tell me more about how you have this philosophy or this way. It's actually a way of life, would be a better way to put it, in my opinion. How did you become the person that you are? Why is this so strong to you?
Well, I'm Asian American, so I'm a daughter of an immigrant and of immigrant parents. And, you know, I grew up kind of feeling like a little bit like the odd duck. You know, I never really fit in 100%. And I didn't really understand why that was when I was growing up. I think if you listen to any of the podcast episodes, you'll see that I've spoken pretty openly about like wanting to change my nose, wanting to look different, wanting to fit in. I mean, who doesn't want to fit in? So I just think I try to go and meet any person based on who they are and their actions and choices and their character. And I think that it's really important to just be open to listen. It doesn't mean you have to agree. I just think it's important to listen. I do think it's important to not base your judgment or opinion on what is immediately in front of you, should that be skin color, orientation, gender, whatever, jobs, what car you drive, any of that stuff. I think you really need to stop and think about who that person is. If they show up, if they really show up, talk is cheap, but if they really show up. And I think that's just the way I've always been. But I've been particularly more sensitive to it, being that I was a little bit of an outsider and I was always not really fully accepted. And I kind of needed to find my own way. And that's still something that I think continues to evolve, frankly.
Amazingly well put in a good story. What about your parents? Were they a big support system for you? And how did they handle this?
You know, I think my parents were always pretty grounded. They're always pretty open to hearing other people's perspectives. My parents were really grounded, hardworking people. So I think they just sort of taught me to respect others. And that could also be a cultural thing, but always respect others and to listen. And I think that's what I am most grateful for, is that I want to listen to other people. I want to learn about other people. I think my mom definitely instilled the values of character and integrity and basing my opinions and forming my opinions based on those things versus the superficial. So I'd like to think that I live by those values and principles, and I actively live that way in my everyday life. So yeah, I think we've always been pretty like middle class, hardworking, and it's really about trying to make things work and not rock the boat. And frankly, I think that's very cultural in many ways.
Were they very protective of you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I was a little bit overprotected by my parents. But it's not like I was a really, you know, crazy kid. I think one of the crazier things, if this gives you a barometer of what was deemed as wild, was like, I thought root beer was like crazy because it was like beer, but I didn't know, you know, I was like 3 or 4. So I was never really like a crazy kid. I was pretty much a goody two shoes. And frankly, I'll share this, Jeff, from the time all the way up till I was 8, I was painfully shy. I hid under the tables for the first 8 years of my life. So I think that a lot of my childhood friends are very surprised that I actually became a television producer and a podcast host now. There's some irony there.
Yeah, there is for sure. That's awesome. So educationally speaking, how did you get into the entertainment industry?
Well, I started as an accounting major because I was scared that I was not going to get a job and entertainment was not a practical industry. And I didn't think.
But you wanted to, but you did want to, though, do that.
Oh, yeah. There was never a question. I've always wanted to be in entertainment. Always. There was never a question. There was a very powerful draw and connection to it. But and this is one of the things that I talk about in my show, is I was never sure that there was a place for me in entertainment at that time. You know, I didn't see anyone that looked like me in my neighborhood. I didn't see anyone look like me on TV or in films, unless those television and films were imported from Hong Kong. So when I told my parents I wanted to be in entertainment, I mean, it was a little scary. You know, they were very, very worried. I just started an accounting major, did not fare well in it, despite my best efforts. And I switched to communications and I interned and I just worked my way up. I have literally worked from intern all the way up to a producer and director where I am now.
You hear a lot of that in regards to that industry. The intern part is huge.
Enormous. I mean, it's a business of, you know, it's who you know and getting exposure and people seeing what you can do and who you are and getting that opportunity, right? At the time that I made the switch from accounting to communications, it was a very, very scary time because I just did not know that there was a place for me in entertainment. I just didn't have anyone really to look to. And you hear entertainment being, you know, very volatile, very fickle, very difficult to break into. And it is, and it really is all of those things. Just being a regular college student and fearing to not get a job in the real world was scary enough. And then you add on to the dynamics of, you know, me being Asian, I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do it. So fear was a great motivator. So I just worked and worked and worked. And I just, failing was not an option. Success was the only way that I could see. And I had to make that happen. So that's how I kind of got in. And 20 something years later, I've been very fortunate and blessed to do what I love to do.
When did you start the podcast exactly?
I want to say that a summer of 2019. Yeah, there was just a lot of crazy things going on in the world at that point. Not that there aren't crazy things going on right now. And I was just very fearful of and concerned at what was happening at that point even. So I wanted to sort of flex my creative muscles, so to speak, and to marry all these ideas that I've had and try to create a platform that could create conversations that would start people to listen and to think and to feel good about the people that they would meet on the show. And that's what I'm hoping that people are getting out of it.
You started before the height of the pandemic. You're talking about, yeah, of course, social justice issues.
Yes, yes.
Because it kind of seems like a lot of that, I don't want to say get swept under the rug. It really hasn't, because even if you tried, it just continues to be an issue. But my point being is you were ahead of the huge pandemic focus. Your efforts for everything were before that. Your interest in podcasting was not spawned from that.
No, not at all. My interest in podcasting was, I had done so many television shows, and you know, I'll be very honest with this, and I've been very open about this. I didn't even know where you put a podcast. I knew what a podcast was. I had no idea where you put it, like what you do with it. So that was new to me. But creating content on this, in this audio field, is somewhat new to me. But I really wanted to create something that was completely my own and completely had altruistic intentions and goals, and to have the opportunity to bring this to audiences and to be able to look at these really sensitive issues, but from a less sort of divisive and explosive way. I wanted to really strip it down and humanize it. And, you know, again, base the connections that people see their favorite actors or you know, whatever on TV or in the media, base those connections and respect on a more authentic level and a more authentic connection versus just like, oh, I love them on this show, but you really don't know anything about them. So wouldn't it be great if they get a little bit of insight on the person behind that talent and to see that they've had similar struggles to the ones that we have, and what can we learn from them, and what are they doing to sort of help other people and to create that community? So that's kind of when I started the podcast. And then of course the pandemic happened, and podcasting was a really great way to productively spend that time.
You mentioned something that I did want to bring up. Not that I have any notes by or anything by any means. I'm not that organized, but you are involved in producing television and things like that, but that's not something you just throw out there or use that tagline in your podcast.
What do you mean? Like, I don't say that. I don't use that as a.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're not promoting that. It's like you just said, it is you. You're not talking about all the other things that you do. It is just you. It's a separate thing. Is it hard to separate that?
No, because I don't think I am somebody that, I love what I do, and it is an absolute privilege to do the job that I do and to have the career that I have, but it is not who I am. So when I work, I work. I give 1,000% to everything that I do. But when I'm home, I'm, you know, with my friends from high school and kindergarten that don't own TVs. So I don't have a problem separating the two. And as far as I'm concerned, my podcast is not about me. It is about the people that come on the show that trust me with their stories, their time, and their experience. It is my way of learning about them. It has nothing to do necessarily with what I've done or, you know, what my resume, you know, may or may not be. So I don't have an issue separating the two. Should I include it more, Jeff?
No. I guess I brought that up because I relate to you in that regard. Like my podcast, this podcast that you're on is about kind of my journey as a podcaster, but more importantly, it's highlighting people like yourself. So I guess that's, you said exactly what I thought you were going to say. And I agree with it 100%.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, this whole show and this whole series is not about me. So if I'm able to create content that is meaningful, has a purpose, makes people feel good, and spotlights the good in people, and the strengths, that's the vehicle that I want to create. So it's more about my guests and definitely not about me. I'm just sort of the conduit.
I understand that completely.
I'm proud to announce that the podcast father, myself, Jeff, and Podpage are teaming up for this sponsorship. Podpage is great, guys. Like I was telling you earlier, it is so critical to have an actual podcast website. I know the link trees are used a lot, but you need an actual website. You need something that's going to show up in Google. You need something that's going to show some hits, a trail that will lead to your podcast. And there's not a better way to do it than Podpage. You can build a beautiful podcast website in 5 minutes. Automatically create a listener-friendly podcast site from your RSS feed. Customize the design to create a professional look you'll be proud of in just a few clicks. There is no coding or technical knowledge necessary. There's a free trial to give this a shot, and there's different packages ranging from free to all the goods and gadgets, but still at affordable prices. Podpage is big supporters of indie podcasts, so make sure you support them also. Go on podpage.com and get your podcast website set up. With that being said, we will roll into this segment sponsored by Podpage, where we will play a trailer from a different indie podcast every episode. I hope you enjoy it and give them a listen after you're done listening to my show. Then afterwards, we'll jump back into the interview.
I know you got questions about him. Where did he come from? How did he do all those things they say he did? Was he a terrorist? Was he crazy? Was his skin really blue? Well, I'll tell you what I know. I was there with him, driving through the back roads under the stars. I was witness to wonders and miracles, and to the darkness that's coursing through the veins of our country. He came to fight it in his own strange way, but no one leaves that fight unchanged. Not even Rael. People ought to know the truth. And I was there. The Book of Constellations is a down-to-earth sci-fi road trip. It's audio fiction written, produced, and performed by W. Keith Timms. And you can find episodes at bookofconstellations.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned earlier, talk is cheap.
Yes.
What kind of process do you go through? Because you're talking about a lot of critical issues and the people that you have on there are talking about a lot of critical issues. Yes. What process do you go through to determine if they should be on your podcast? Have you ever come across a situation where like publicly somebody really stands for something, but the deeper you dive into it, it's false?
I have not had that happen, thankfully. What my process is, and it's pretty extensive. I obviously read as much as I possibly can on that person. I look up as many clips as I possibly can about that person. And when possible, I jump on a pre-call with them and kind of get a sense of the direction that we could potentially go on. I need to make clear, I don't give, it's not like a mapped out point by point conversation of like, okay, now I'll say this and you'll say that. We get very general conversations about where we could head the direction and what they want to talk about. I'm a firm believer that we're all made up of so many different experiences that make us who we are. And we can have those important conversations without putting somebody in an uncomfortable or vulnerable position. So I want to make sure that we learn about one another or we learn about the guests in that same respectful manner. So I'll do extensive research about like various things that have happened maybe in the past that they were willing to share, maybe, understanding their career a little bit and what they've learned through 20, 30, 40 years, maybe different organizations that they're involved in and why they got involved with this. And then, after those conversations happen and the pre-call and the research, there's a real connection that happens. And when we record, nothing is scripted. It's a real conversation and they share what they want to share. And then I just sort of ask follow-up questions that come to me. there's a genuine trust there. And I don't take that trust lightly. That is something that I take very, very seriously. And it's a responsibility. So all of those things kind of come together. And the guests are pretty comfortable with sharing their stories and the things that they do share on the show. There hasn't been a moment that someone came on, it was total BS, thank God. Because I do a lot of, you know, as much due diligence as possible. I mean, that can always happen, but it hasn't happened yet, thankfully. But now I'm worried that you brought this up. So thanks, Jeff. Now I'm going to be worried about this.
I asked the question because I thought it was interesting that when you reached out to me and you're like, I like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We had talked about you coming on and doing this interview. You immediately gave me your number. You know, it was 999. No, I'm kidding. You gave me your number and you said, give me a call. And I was like, huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So we talked on the phone briefly, and it was just like you mentioned what you were just saying there. It was just to touch bases and see which direction we were both coming from, and just to get into touch and kind of have a fill each other out. I mean, you went through that whole process with me too, like you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of it's a part of my prep. You know, I could certainly do a cold call, and I've done that hundreds of times throughout my career. But for me, I think it's really important to give each other a sense of who we are. I break the ice, say hello, introduce ourselves, and also talk about, like, you know, what's important to the guest to talk about, because I think there's a lot of incredible outlets out there. I mean, there's a lot of great content, great interview shows, but a lot of them are like sound bites. So I want to create a platform and a place where they feel safe, where they're respected, and we can get a sense of their challenges, but only to understand where and how they turned it around and what other people can do. So talking to people and understanding what they are comfortable with sharing. And for the most part, I mean, almost all of my guests are like, yeah, I'm an open book. Ask me whatever you want. So everyone's been very open and very enthusiastic about the concept of Reppin', the show, and they openly embrace it. So when they come on, it is what you're hearing is 100% authentic, and nothing is pre-planned in the sense, because you and I jumped on the phone, but we just kind of talked very generally. We never, you know, talked bit by bit, but just to get a sense of, you know, what you needed from me, if I needed to prep for you. So that's kind of how I work. But I do quite a bit of reading and online background searches and things like that before.
Well, everybody listening knows that I don't ever have a plan, but I thought it was cool because you reached out to me.
I don't know. You seem pretty together, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't even, I forgot to wear socks today, but no, you,
it's a look. I like it.
You made sure to make that personal connection with me. And I think that's what makes your podcast what it is, because if you didn't have that and it was just a normal interview, it wouldn't be the same when you're talking about issues like you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, look, I just, you know, I have a genuine curiosity about people, and I do think that we can talk about all of these really tough situations and experiences that are happening to all of us, but in a very sort of an encouraging kind of way, almost, but certainly in an authentic way without violating or compromising somebody. So that's always been my approach, both professionally and personally. And it's important to me that the people that I connect with, be it you or anybody that comes in contact, that they have that sense and that sense of respect that I'm going to give them. Until you give me a reason not to respect you, I'm going to treat you with as much respect and openness as I possibly can. And that's how I've always approached, I think, anyone or any project.
You've interviewed a lot of different interesting people that are involved in a lot of different interesting things. To the people listening to this, what would be one person just off the top of your head that you've interviewed, what, like an episode that you would suggest based on how meaningful the conversation was to you?
Oh man, that's like, asking me to pick a favorite kid, Jeff. So the question's the most powerful episode for me. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm not trying to dodge the question, I think they're all really special because they all offer something different.
Let me rephrase it. What is one that ended up being more powerful to you than you thought it would when you initially started the interview? Like one that you're really proud of. Is that a better way to ask it?
Yeah, but the answer is still kind of the same. You know, I have to say I've been very fortunate that every single person on the show has been genuinely great, like really nice. But I will say they're all really special and each person is truly, truly nice. Like, I think for them to just say yes to somebody, you know, coming at them, all of these people that come on the show are pretty, pretty well established and they get lots of invitations. So when they said yes to mine, I mean, I'm almost, you know, floored that they said yes. So everyone's been really cool. But I will say that the first episode that I did with Angie Thomas, the New York Times bestselling author of The Hate U Give and On the Come Up, and now Concrete Rose most recently, she talk about a leap of faith. I reached out to her when I had nothing, Jeff, like literally no concept, no proof of concept, didn't even have anything on paper. I literally reached out to her and I said, Angie, I have this idea that I want to do, and this is what I want to do. I've got nothing to show you, but this is what I'd love. And I'd love it if you could be my first guest. And she was like, yeah, that sounds cool. Let's do it. That was literally my first ask, my first guest. And that first episode really sort of captures the spirit of the show, where we learn about who Angie is, why she is the person she is. And through those personal stories, we look at code switching, racism, discrimination, the inequities that she faced, but also her perspective of saying, okay, well, that's what you think, but this is what I know I can do. And look at her now. You know, she's killing it, man. She's like an incredible author. So I think each of those episodes have those elements. I want every single episode for the listeners to walk away with a better sense of who that guest is, seeing different experiences and social problems that they've gone through, and maybe start thinking about it in a different way, get a different perspective, and see how they can empower themselves from the lessons learned from that guest. And hopefully to encourage more inclusion and diversity and equality for everyone, be it gender, be it race, and to understand we cannot base our judgments on what people look like, what they own, what jobs they have, positions of power. It is ultimately about a person's integrity and character. I hope that every single episode has elements of those in it. Again, I'm not force feeding any sort of points for people to take away. If you were to press me on it, I would say that the first episode with Angie was probably, like, for me, mind-blowing to just get out of the gate with that.
You use the word encourage. Mm-hmm. Encouragement. There is a lot of podcasts out there that, or anything, or there's a lot of television shows and everything, but that talk about all the issues going on around the world. But what separates you is the positive vibes that are included within your podcast. So
thank you.
You can go about those social and other issues in a couple different ways, right? We can just hammer down and go through the details of how terrible everything is.
Right. Right.
Or you can talk about the details of what's going on, but, and more importantly, also speak to what could improve things, and doing so with a positive vibe towards the whole scenario.
Yes. I mean, don't we have enough negativity and, you know, hardships that the world is facing, and probably as individuals as well? I don't know that we need more of that. I think we need to see each other for all the things that we've experienced that have made us the people that we are today. But I certainly don't want to create something that will drive people to their therapists. You know, that's not what we need. I think we have a lot of that. So I'm just basically I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. But what I would like to do is to begin to shift that weight from having conversations one way just slightly shift that weight and perspective just a little bit. And maybe if we crack that door open and we continue to crack that door open, we can have sort of more nuanced conversations where we're actually hearing one another. I'm just trying really hard to make sure that I deliver content every single episode that is meaningful, but also that you walk away feeling good about meeting this person that is working despite how difficult things are and understanding where they draw their strength. So maybe we could do what they're doing. I just think we have enough, you know, negative energy out there. So I'm just trying to shift that weight just a little, Jeff.
Completely, 100,000,000% agree with that. And I think that the positivity of your podcast is awesome because people do need to realize like, hey, everyone, we can make a difference.
Yes.
We could have a lot of different people on our podcast that could just talk about what's wrong. But right. The fact that you and the people you bring on talk about what you can do to make a difference is big.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Look, again, I'm not trying to force feed points to people. I want you to walk away with what you walk away with. You know, it's sort of like looking at an art piece. But I am hoping that we can sort of understand we all have really tough things that happen in our lives, but we can ultimately turn things around and we have to learn from one another and we can be an agent of change. No matter how small or big your contribution is, each person can do something to make their own lives better, to make each other's lives better. I believe in giving other people a hand up. I believe in spotlighting courage and grit, and also spotlighting hardship because that's what gives us our grit, right? So just believe in looking out for others. And I don't want to spend all of this. I mean, Jeff, you know how much time it is to create a show. You know, every single episode takes so much work and time, and you have a full-time job. I have a full-time job. I think the last thing that I want to do is to use what little time I have to create more material that's going to make people upset. I don't need that. I'm just hoping to do what I can to be an agent of change. I want to practice what I preach.
What challenges have you come across as a content creator during your podcast journey here? And what milestones or big achievements or things do you have to look forward to that are coming up in the short term?
Challenges, I'm sure the same challenges that you face. It's hard to cut through the noise and the amount of content out there. It's hard to grow. It's hard to market it. I mean, I am so consumed with doing my full-time day job and also putting together a quality show as much as I can for a podcast. You know, I'm wearing as many hats as I possibly can. There's just not enough hours in a day, so to speak. So exposure and marketing and growth is always a challenge. Getting some of the guests that I'm getting can be a challenge because they do field a lot of requests. So that can be challenging. Scheduling is challenging, but it's like any other production, right? So it just takes a tremendous amount of time. And I'm grateful and I love that I'm doing it and I'm hoping that the audience is enjoying it. I do appreciate your feedback so much, Jeff. And the feedback that I have gotten from listeners have been great and also the guests as well. In terms of milestones, that's a good question. I mean, we're going to be hitting 50 soon, 50 episodes.
That's big.
That's pretty big. But I don't know that I'm going to do anything to mark that per se. If I hit 100, that's when I'll call you up, Jeff, and we'll have a virtual happy hour and maybe do something really special. I do have some plans and ideas for ways to really take the podcast and apply it in a very practical way to create positive change. Don't want to say any more than that right now. There's a lot of moving pieces. But I've hit like little milestones along the way. You know, I've been able to talk to a lot of people that whose work I have really enjoyed through my youth. Getting them on the show was pretty insane to me, like really insane. One of my guests was Mary Beth Evans from Days of Our Lives, who won 8 Emmys. You know, she's incredible. When I was like 12 and had like a lot of braces, like I loved her on Days of Our Lives. And now I'm producing her and she's my guest on my show. So, I mean, little things like that, well, seemingly little things like that, because to me, it was a big thing. And just having the caliber of guests say yes to my show has been unbelievably incredible and fulfilling. And I'm so grateful that they trust me with their time and stories. That's like a big thing to me.
I do love how grateful you are. It's humbling. And I think people that are doing what we're doing should be humble. That's what attracts me more to content, be the person being humble.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, there's never a day or a moment that I don't truly take time and say, wow, so-and-so said yes to the show, or you having me on your show. Like, I don't take those moments for granted. You know, I make sure I'm on time. I make sure I'm prepared. I make sure I'm ready to give you what you need and vice versa. So I've been in television for 20 something years. I've worked with some really big names, but I still remain so grateful. I'm still like that kid who wanted to be in entertainment. And now I am. Me wanting to be in entertainment, that's never lost. And to have the opportunity to do it, like I'm still very much in touch with my preteen self, so to speak. So yeah, I really see each person's time as a real example of trust. And that's something that I find really, really humbling. And I'm never going to ever betray that.
One more question for you, Evelyn.
Yeah.
You come from network where you work, television. Mm-hmm. Have you come across people in the podcast world that may not be tied to a network or is well known that have inspired you? I mean, have you come across somebody on Twitter or other forums that is a smaller podcast that you communicated with, they helped you, or just, like I said, just inspired you?
Yeah. I mean, my friend is doing another podcast right now, and he's someone that I worked with, and he's just starting. It's called The Extras with Tim Miller. And I am thinking, what's great about the podcast, like, genre is that you're able to access a lot of incredible people. I'm a fan of like Dax Shepard, you know, all of these podcasts, but they're not smaller podcasts. Are you talking about indie podcasts, Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a bigger podcast, but have you come across any hidden gems?
You know, there's another podcaster who is doing something similar to you. It's Podcast We Listen To with Jeremy. And he's great too, because that helps me whittle down some of the podcasts out there, because I also like to get out and not be so mainstream. I actually don't listen to Joe Rogan, believe it or not. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I have, but I don't.
There was something about how you said that.
Well, it's because, I mean, this, when I got into podcasting, or creating content, you're talking 2005 or something, you know, when I'm in college, it used to be more of the little man's thing. And I'm not upset about it. And I'm not anti it at all. The mainstream things I do enjoy and I do consume them, I'm not going to lie. But I've really tried to make an effort to, like you said earlier, back my talk up and support more of the mom and pop theme things in our country and our local areas. And to me, indie podcast is a part of that lifestyle that I like to think I'm living. So I really try to back up what I'm saying.
That's great. That's great. There's so many indie podcasts out there. So I kind of go through yours and also Jeremy's podcast to kind of whittle down some more independent ones. But I bounced around a lot because I'm kind of, I don't know if you have this problem. I'm just like sort of neck deep in my day job and just trying to put the show together, that I start listening to podcasts and then I lose track and then I start another episode. So I have to be better about that, to be honest with you.
I understand. I have probably several hundred people that have asked for me to listen to theirs, and I apologize if I haven't got back to them yet. So I know you're
feeling. It's hard. Yeah. But I mean, let me ask you this, Jeff. I mean, do you have any advice for me, being that you have been in the podcast game, you know, far longer than I have, and you listen to a lot more independent podcasts. So, you know, any advice for me?
My advice to everybody, and you are already practicing it, is to just be true to yourself and don't get caught up in what everybody else is trying to do. Because I do interact with a lot of people that want to, that want me and others to give them advice, which is fine and great. Mm-hmm. But what works for me may not work for you. And I think more important than anything else, you really try to keep things simple. People try to get a little bit too complicated, in my opinion. And okay. that can things where they're not organic.
Mm. Okay.
And that's not advice saying that you're not that, you know, directly to you, but that's my advice to everybody, because I think it's important that you're organic. And then if you can do that, your content will be real and you can continue to create content long term. Because can you imagine not being organic and trying to have a long running podcast or something?
No, not at all. No, I think that's really good advice, actually. You know, you can't, I would never, yeah, don't fake anything.
You got to do it for the right reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I have found in the last couple months of doing this podcast, some people that I have never heard of before. Let me give you an example. There was an artist that JJ Ramberg from Good Pods mm-hmm. got me connected with. Never in my life would I have ever heard of this person, but I took so much away from that conversation. And I'm going to say conversation, not interview, that I wouldn't have expected before if I didn't have an open mind.
You know, my last guest was Dr. Cornelia Griggs, who was a doctor who had a tweet that went viral, you know, and she's still on the front line slugging it out right now with the Delta variant. In a couple of episodes, I'm going to have another actor from Shameless and Virgin River, you know, so bouncing around a lot is kind of what I'm trying to do. Like I said, Jeff, you know, when I got your feedback about, you know, liking the show, that meant a lot to me because, again, you listen to so much content. So you know what you're talking about and you've been in the game for a long, long time. So that meant a lot to me that you appreciated the content I was doing. So thank you.
No, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate you chatting with me today. I really do.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Podcast Godfather.
Podcast Godfather.
No, Podcast Father. Sorry. You need to get a jacket. You need to get like a jacket, right? Like your logo is so cool. I think it should be Podcast Godfather, though, to be honest with you. Because it's like it evokes like Marlon Brando-esque kind of feel. You don't think so?
No, badass. No, I like that. I like, and people always say to me, like, why don't you have a picture of you? First of all, I don't see what you'd get from that. I'm not afraid of what I look like. As you know, we've done video chat. Yeah. It's not about me, right?
Yeah. You're a good looking guy. Yeah.
People may have said I have a face for radio before. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't say that.
No.
But I'm not like hiding me. But I'm trying to do something bigger than me. So it's really cool for you to pitch that idea because it is like a tease, but yet it's also like a representation of what I'm trying to do for other people.
Yeah, I think you and I are in sort of a similar school of thought. It's not about us. It's really about an idea or a value that's bigger than both of us. So, you know, we're not sort of being self-promotional. And I guess that goes kind of go back to your earlier question about, you know, why I don't talk about my own credentials or whatever, because it's to me, it's irrelevant, really.
Absolutely. Well, your alarm's going off. You got to take the dog out to pee. Everybody knows I'm getting old and I've got to pee. So I'll let you get back to your evening. But again, I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Jeff, I really appreciate all that you're doing for independent podcasts. And I really appreciate your time and spotlighting Reppin. And I hope you continue to listen and that you like the show. So thank you so much for having me. And I'm going to call you the Podcast Godfather.
Amazing. I love that. I will let you finish up here and tell on everybody where they can find your podcast.
Reppin can be found on all of your favorite podcast platforms. So it is on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts. So if you guys are listening, hit me up. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I hope everyone is safe and well and looks out for each other.
Again, I appreciate it. And we will keep in touch.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. And if you're in New York, seriously, let me know.
Definitely will. Really do appreciate you listening to this episode and checking it out. I hope you continue to do so with the next. I hope you have an appreciation for what I'm trying to do here. Highlight all the different things, all sorts of different creators are doing. I hope you get behind me on that and continue to join me on my journey
I'm Podcast Father, the Indie Podcaster. See you next time.